self-pleasing and God-pleasing. Do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. As Juan has well pointed out, it is the exactness of obedience which constitutes the essence of obedience. The fact is that if we do not desire and earnestly endeavor to keep all of God's commandments, we are totally lacking in the spirit of genuine obedience. He who picks and chooses between them is a self-pleaser and not a God-pleaser. The vast majority in Christendom today say, we must not be too precise, but that is too thin a garb to cover their hypocrisy. At heart, they want to turn their backs on God's law altogether, but as an open avowal of such a sentiment would at once expose them, they resort to such cant as, we must not be too nice, too strict, too particular. It is this temporizing and compromising which has brought Christendom into the sorry state that it is now in. An omission here and a human addition there open the floodgates of evil. As the Lord will have all our hearts or nothing, so he will accept only an obedience which respects all his commandments. Psalm 119:6. And not one which is partial and discriminating.